Alpha Mabez of the Rashi, starting from the Gemara, third line from the top. So Mashach Chatzi Avdei, Rebbe says Kono, which means of Havi Chetz, he's free. The Havi Chetz Ben Chavit. Okay, the Chavim say that not. So Rava says the Machlokes is only by Ishtar, by. That the Kesef for sure works. Beshtar says, and they're arguing, it says, if they want you to offer, the Abishivcha Charufa, the Pasuk says, this status of if they want you to offer, in reference to a Shivcha Charufa. So we're going to see later in the Sugya that some explain is referring to a woman who's partially freed. Talks about over there again that this pasuk, which talks about the chi of Asham for a shivcha charufa, is referring to a woman who is partially freed. So chupsha is referring to the shtar, hanu shtar, the gamar lo meisha. So it says pidyon with Kesef. There it says, Ptuya Vena Ptuya, she's partially freed. Then it says Shtar. The Pasuk puts both in the same Pasuk. My Kesef, Ben Kula Ben Kesef, Kiyolf Me Vahavdeh Lenev Dosa. It's possible to free her partially. So, Shtar as well. And the other one says back.
How do we know that it's talking about there's only one owner?
Well, we're understanding the pasuk means if a hefdei lo niftasa, that they can't, she came to pay herself and she wasn't paid herself fully. So it's not the case of the two masters. It's two separate maisa pedia. Over here, something is one maisa pedia, which we're darshining of hefdei lo niftasa. That's the way he's. I mean. According to Rabbah, that's how you can understand the case over here. According to Yosef, not like that. Because Mechalik is a Mekasif, but everybody agrees there's such things as Tishachas Meskarvin. So the Chomel Hathon, the case of Pasuk, was two masters. And Rabbi says it's talking about one master. But according to Rabbah, everybody agrees that the case of the Pasuk is talking about one master, because it just says, like, she didn't do a full Mice opinion. It's describing the Mice opinion was lacking. So it sounds like it's one mice opinion, which was done partially. And the Chum say back that there's a Xer Shabbat, lo lo me isha, ma isha lo chetzi loy, and isha miskareshes mi balo lo chetzoyin. So shikhwar as well also has to be done at one time. It can't be done partially. So the Morse says they're arguing. What's better, a hekesh or a gzeirah shava? Rabbanan sari gzeirah shava adiv. Lo shavkin gzeirah shava. V'afinam mehekesh. We're not going to ignore the gzeirah shava from Isha, which says that a partial shichur doesn't work, just like a partial gerushin doesn't work, and say, well, but based on the hekesh, a partial shichur does work. We're not going to do that. And Rebbe says, hekesh adiv. I did. Yeah. The chi ikal amelef mehekish shemigzeres shava shavkin and gzeres shava yafidam mehekish behekish. So we give preference to the hekish. So it says no. Everybody could agree that gzeres shava is odiv. The tibin the mufna lidra shabali command the kasei begufa the kraw. So it comes out that the Shabbat, which is Mufna, is better than a Hekesh. Because Hekesh is equating two things in the Pasuk. This is as if it wrote explicitly in the Pasuk, which obviously that's stronger than the Hekesh. So that's number one. Mechilav Mufna, even if it's a case where it's not a Mufna, Vein Lahashabalat. but there's no questions on it. So we said the loch is that, but it's not a mufka, it's the maiden or meshivin. But once it's a meshivin, given the mesina gemrinin law, they don't all them don't gzeshav me'atzmoi. So that'll still be stronger than a hekesh. I mentioned to you on Friday that Tosis that the more zochim is mashma that everybody agrees that the hekesh is zodif, and this chalukah over here is only specifically to this gzeres shava. Because this is the source of the whole din of shtar. So we're discussing how does shtar work. And the source for the fact that there's a din of a shtar over here is from Isha. And now we're saying, well, maybe the Hekesh will redefine the shtar. No, over here the Gzeres Shavah, which is the source for shtar, is more of a source of a definition of how the shtar works than a Hekesh. But Minastam, we're getting a preference to a Hekesh. Rashi seems to be learning that the more is saying a broad statement that the Gzeres Shavah. Okay. Fine. Then Rav Yosef said the machlokes is with Kesef, and because the Rabbanan say Dibur Torah Kol Shmini Adam. But by shtar, everybody agrees it doesn't work. Okay, so we're holding now in the Gemara. No, we're still with Tamor Rashi. Tamor says, they really everybody's other. So what's the argument? Because Shkisha and Yotzeb Kesef, Tzvicha and Miskeresh Shalachatzoyin. So the reason why you don't learn from Isha, because Isha, the concept of Kesef doesn't apply. And by Kesef, we agree that it works partially. So Shtar also takes the Apachatzoyin. And Rabbi Yosef, the Chama argued that even Kesef doesn't work, Lachatzoyin. So Dibur Kolshim Adam, and therefore below the Meshivcha Gemur Mishtoi. So they're going to learn like the Gemur said later on. They're talking about a Shivcha Kananis who's fully owned, who's been designated for an Eved Ivri. And loss of the possible Heftel and Nivdasa means she's definitely had not been Nift at all, which is like the way Bnei Adam would speak. Okay. Bnei Adam, Dibur Torah Kol Shem Bnei Adam. The phrase of Hevdel Nivdasa, the card it could have just said Lo Nivdasa, but he Shivcha Nechrefli Lo Nivdasa. What's the Hevdel Lo Nivdasa? So we're darshening, Rabbi's darshening. It means she's partially freed. Chomer says no, she's fully not freed. So what's the pshat in the lashon in the pasuk? That's how people talk. It says, and freeing, she's definitely not freed. That's how the people would speak. The Torah, that's called Lashem Eliyodim. But by shtar, everybody agrees a partial shtar doesn't work. A shikhar and partial part of the woman doesn't work because law lekada the gomer law the meisha. Okay. Meisve. Just a little more, about a little less, a little before halfway down the page, last word on the line. Hamashachar chatzi avdei b'shtar. So here the Brisa says explicitly b'shtar. He's freeing the eved with the shtar, but only partially. Rabbi Amar kano, Rabbi Amar loy kano. Something more to yufta, Rabbi Yosef, to yufta. So we've proven that Rabbi Yosef is incorrect. The Rishon says they're not arguing by shtar. They're clearly arguing by shtar. Now, the more there really were two points of disagreement between Rabbi and Rabbi Yosef. According to Rabbi, they're arguing by shtar. According to Rishon, they're not arguing by shtar. According to Rabbi, by Kesef, everybody agrees works. Because of Yosef, they're arguing by Kesef. So you prove it from the Brice that they argue by Shtar. But the Brice only discusses Shtar. Shtar with a Pligi, but Kesef, Loi Pligi. That but the Brice does not discuss Kesef, which indicates that by Kesef, everybody agrees that it works. And according to Rav Yosef, they're arguing by Kesef. This should be a Tiyuvta on the second point of Rav Yosef. No. The Braisa means they argue by both. So in the regards to the point that I say that they're not, nobody holds the works by Shtar, that I'm wrong. Regards to that there's a Mechalikas by Kesef, that the Braisa doesn't disagree with me. So you're going to ask me a question, if they're arguing by both Shtar and Kesef, why does the Braisa only mention Shtar? The reason why the Brisa discusses Shtar, not Kesef, is the Rebbe to be mechadash a chiddush of Rebbe. The Rebbe holds that a shikur of a Shtar lechatzoyin works. So you want to stress that point. The Mor says, but there's elements element of chiddush that according to Rabbanan that even Kesef doesn't work partially. So say that way. The Tanam, when he wants to say a Kiddush, he says a Kiddush of how the Mechadish, how far something does work, is a bigger Kiddush.
The Halacha would follow the Chomer, no?
Correct.
So that's, you would think, you know, you'd be more focused, concerned about teaching Kiddush in the view of who we're paskaling.
It's an argument. I think most places, I'm not sure. I think most places in the Kirch of the Tera Odev, we do not necessarily paskal like that Mandomer. As much as we felt it was important to tell Shita's Rebbe, to tell us how far he takes his Kiddush, it's important to understand his Shita. And the halacha part you'll figure out. You're a smart man. Right? Okay, Toshma. The Pasuk says, Vavdei lo nivdasa. So Vavdei Yochel, that's a gears on the side, which says Kula, that she's, the Tumor of Shibcha Kananis. So I would think that Vavdei means a total pinyon. Tamalam lo nivdasa, that there wasn't a full pinyon. Ilon ifdasa, there was no pinyon. So Yachol Lakel, which means that, like the other mandam, which holds it, she's totally a shivcha still. Tamalam Rav Hefdei. Okay, so Paduya Ben and Paduya. So the pasuk says that there was a partial pinyon. Zatim Brisa Vaiter, Kesef, Ubashava Kesef. So that's referring to Kesef, and we understand Shava Kesef has the same din as Kesef. Kesef, Bishtar Menayim, but how do I know that it's referring to even Shtar? Tamalomar, Vavdel Nivdasa, Echul Shalonitan Law. The Pasuk that uses says Echul Shalonitan Law. Vahalon, who Omer, Vakazala Sever Krisus. So he says the word law over there by Gerish, Mala Halon Bishtar, Afkan Bishtar. So we know that you can be, they can, she can be redeemed with Hashtar. So I know that she can be redeemed with Kesef. And Hefdel and also tells me even a partial Kesef. She can be redeemed by Hashtar. Now, Ein Liela Kesef B'Kesef V'Kula B'Shtar. We've proved so far partial Kesef. And we've mentioned the pasuk shtar as well. That's somewhat cooler b'shtar. Chetzer b'shtar minayin. Tamalam Rav Hefdei lo nivdasa. Echuv shalom nitonot. Well, there's a hekesh. Ma kishtar l'kesef. Ma kesef ben kulo ben chetzer. Av shtar nami ben kulo ben chetzer. So the Marbishtam and the Rabbi Yosef, Basu the Tosiv, how money is Rabbi? So that, so this Brisa now, according to the revised version of Rabbi Yosef, that they're arguing by Kesef and by Shtar. See, here we have a Brisa which mentions that a partial pinyon with Kesef works, and a partial Shikhar with Shtar works. Well, that's Rabbi Yishita, according to the revised Rabbi Yosef. Mishal Rabbi Yosef, Basad di Tosef, Hamani Rabbi. El the Rabbah, but in Rabbah, we have Kesef, which everybody holds works, and then we have Shtar, which is a Mechloikis. So it comes out that Resha is the Ivrei HaKol, the Sefer Rabbi, which we don't prefer to set up a brisa like that. The Mor says, in, yeah. Amalcha Rabba, in Reisha Divrei HaKol, but Sefer Rabbi. Yeah, we could do that. Okay. Rav Ashi Omar, Rabbi he. So, I mean, the way Rabbah learns, according to the Rebbe, by Kesef and Meshtar, Chetziv works, and by Rabbah, the Rabbah hold Kesef, Chetziv works, and Meshtar, it doesn't. So, this Bryce who says both work is Rebbe. Now, the Rabbah don't agree that Kesef that it works, but it's not the time of this Bryce. So, we don't have to say the Bryce is changing opinions in the middle. Okay. Let's see Rashi. Mishar Pligi. So Hadar Parah. So we've proven Rabbi Yosef wrong that there definitely is a Mechlokes by Shtar. But let's go back and ask again. Name of Bahach Masnisa, this Braisa, Shtar Noket Dafka, it specifically chose to discuss Shtar, the Bekesef, the Ivrei HaKol, Kana, because Bekesef, everybody holds that it works. And then it would be like Rabbah, totally like Rabbah, Kesef, everybody holds it works. But they're arguing about Shtar. So name it Tabit Yubta, Rabbi Yosef Batarti. So both of Rav Yosef's statements now would be a tiyufta. Chad Adomer Beshtar, Rebbe Moida. That which he said that Beshtar Rebbe holds it doesn't work. He's Moida that doesn't work. Well, we see that it does work. Hachatana, the Pollock, we were saying that Rebbe argues that it does work. Vay, Adomer Beshtar, the Bekesef Pligi, Brysa Deka, the Bekesef Moida Rabban the Kana. The Brysa indicates that by Kesef, everybody agrees works. They're only arguing Beshtar. And according to Rav Yosef, they're arguing by Kesef. So Moritz says, no, the argument with Kesef as well. So why do they discuss Shtar? The Dichel Kerech of the Rebbe, the Phil of Shtar, the Ika Lamigmer, Lo Lamayisha, Lo Tebe Lechatsoyin, even though there's a good argument that by Shichra it shouldn't work Lechatsoyin, still Rebbe holds, Paul Licky argues that it does work by Shtar. So Moritz says, well, let argue by Kesef and be Mechadish in the Rabbanon. Still pligi, they argue and say it doesn't work. Right? Kesef, even though you have a good argument to say that it does work because of the pasuk, they say no. Say that Kiddush. So the more answered, Kerech the Teruah. And the more Brother Bryce says that, starts off, he says, Vefdei Yochalakot, a full opinion, Shakula Piduya. So we're discussing the pasuk. The pasuk is describing this woman who's a shivka kananis, and she's in some way connected to an avid ivri. So what's the case? The case is that she was totally freed, and now she's our avid ivri, kromishtoy. Cover kradol yumsu machmas niyav, and that's not. And then the pasuk is being mechadish. even though she's fully freed, and if she does an heiress into a regular Yisrael, it's going to be Chiyav Misa. When she does it to Eved Ivri, it's not. It's not called Loisinov. So that's what the pasuk means. No, that's not true. Tamar lo niftos. She's partially not freed. Lo niftos. It just said lo niftos. Yachal lekol. She's totally not freed. Lo niftos klal. She's not freed at all. And then if you look at Oshem, a bia the door. Person describe Oshem for the act of having bia with her. Since because she's been designated for this man, for this Eved Ivri. So it says, Vehefte. So she's partially freed. Ainly Allah be cast of the meaning bay the nafka lecheris. So first part of the Bryce says, how do we know the kasab frees her? Bishtar Minai and Shiyotza lecheris. How do we know the star frees her? We learn from Get, from Chushal and Nitinlo. Okay, now any other kesef but kesef a kolshkein kulo, you can free her partially or fully with kesef. A kulo b'shtar, al kesef b'shtar a dying loy the madnu. We still don't know the case of if you can free her partially with the shtar. Jim shicher kesef yehi kesef ben chayv by freeing an eved partially, he'll be partially free. How do we know that? Hekesh. So now, Bishlama, Rav Yosef, the Basri Tosef, once Rav Yosef, we've proven him wrong. We came to Al Karkin, the Batar Pligi, so we've established, according to Rav Yosef, that they're arguing by both. Hamani Damer, the Batavayu, Nafka, the Chatzoyan is Rebbe. So the woman says that woman can be freed partially, either because of Rishtar, that's Rebbe Shita, the Kanuk Rabbanan. Neither is true. El the rabbi, the b'shtar pligi, el b'kesef divrei kolkana. B'kesef, everybody agrees it works. B'shtar, they're arguing. So reish the ktani b'kesef lechatzoyin is divrei kol. The reish is divrei kol. Save the ktani af b'shtar lechatzoyin is only rabbi he v'loy rabbanon. Someone says yeah, that's okay. Ravashi amar rabbi he, rabbi amar lekula. This lay b'tavayu kana. Rabbi holds both work, kesef lechatzoyin and shtar lechatzoyin. Rabbanu Ifligi Alei, Baal Melchamer argued with him elsewhere, not in this brisa. Ashtar, Vulai Kesef. So they agreed to the resha of this brisa. But Vahai Misnisa Mia, Iyo Amra. And this brisa happens to be, it's Rebbe talking. But not to the Chamer disagree with everything in the brisa. Fine. There was a gears which had these extra words. Rashi says that they're not correct in the Gemara. Okay, let's hold it here.